there's a press release that kind of just goes over some of the, I guess, handoff here for Medicaid approval and travel functions from the state to YKHC. So could you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so YKHC is one of the first tribal health organizations in the state to take on both the approval and the travel functions for Medicaid travel. And so what that means is anytime an individual who is a Medicaid beneficiary needs to travel for health care that's paid for by Medicaid, they have to have their travel pre-authorized. And once an individual has been seen by their healthcare provider, whether they're in a clinic or they're in the Bethel Hospital, that information is shared with the YKHC prior authorization team, who reviews Medicaid regulations to make sure that it actually meets the standards of what Medicaid approves for their travel. And then once it's approved, the contact information for the travel office or travel management at YKHC is shared with the patient. So then the patient would call YKHC's travel management office and set up travel or book their itinerary for the trip to get their health care, whether that's here in Bethel or that's outside of the region.
That's been the process up until now, or that's what the process will be?
Yes, so that's what the new process is now. Previously, the state of Alaska used a different private vendor who did this prior authorization and travel management function for the entire state of Alaska. And what we heard was that patients were on hold for long periods of time, several hours. There were limited hours on weekends and in the evenings. And so what we've done is we have taken that on so that we can answer phone calls 24 hours a day. We want to make sure that we're providing our customers with the best service that we can. That being said, we know that in this transition, we started taking over the travel functions subregion by subregion throughout the YK Delta beginning in January of this year, and we assumed the whole YK Delta region in August or September. And so we know that there have been some challenges in implementation. So we've made some internal operational changes to start bringing about improvements. One of the first things that our leadership did was previously YKHC's travel department had several different managers that were reported to. And so Diana Murat, our director of Medicaid services, has assumed responsibility of all of the travel management functions. And so the prior authorization department, the travel management, as well as Medicaid enrollment, those now all fall under one department. We've also authorized emergency hires and have essentially doubled the amount of staff available to answer calls and to book itineraries for our staff. We know that that improvement takes time, particularly when we're in this time where the season is changing and the weather gets bad. It becomes a little bit difficult because Medicaid approves travel. They approve Medicaid beneficiaries travel for exact flight times. So exact flight numbers and exact flight times. So if an individual's itinerary is, or if an individual's flight is canceled because of bad weather, they have to provide an update with their provider so that Medicaid can reauthorize their travel. Otherwise, the remaining segments of that ticket is going to be automatically canceled by the airlines.
Was this something that was causing some of the frustration before, and now, you know, you kind of have a pretty good remedy in place of just having more people available, and then it's also under one roof?
I think so. You know, getting the information out there into such a big region about this transition has been challenging. We sent some postcards to various subregions as we started working through assuming those Medicaid travel functions. We've provided information in the messenger, but we know that that's not always enough. And so we wanted to send out a press release that had a lot of information. The same information has been made available on the front page of our website. We're going to be running PSAs about it. We're sending out ads in the newspaper so that people know who they should be calling and how they can be helped. The biggest change is that we want to funnel all of our calls to our travel management office, which is 543-6625. That number is for any question. So if anybody has a flight that's canceled due to weather, if anybody misses a flight, if any sort of circumstances come up like that, if they call that phone number, they should be able to get a hold of someone who can help them.
Well, thank you so much for joining us here at KYUK.
Thank you so much.